This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea, sitting in for Adora Udoji. Tens of thousands of American and South Korean forces have begun their annual joint military exercises in South Korea, and the North Korean authorities are making their feelings clear. They say it's a dangerous provocation. The tension between Seoul and Pyongyang that's been building since North Korea started preparing to launch a satellite is rising. Some countries say they're concerned the launch will be a long-range missile test. We've got John Sudworth, BBC correspondent in South Korea. Why are tensions so high over something that on the surface doesn't seem to be that serious?
Well, that's a very good question. These military exercises, a joint exercise between United States and South Korean troops, take place every year. They are large in scale. North Korea always complains about them, always complains that they are, in its view, a rehearsal for invasion. But the interesting question is why its complaints appear to be more serious in nature this time round. And I think we have to look to that that planned satellite launch, as North Korea calls it, something that the United States and Japan and other regional governments here, though, believe will in fact be simply a cover for a long-range missile test. The governments here have been united in condemning North Korea for that. And in fact, the US and Japan have even hinted that they may shoot down that rocket launch if they believe it's necessary to do so, something that has infuriated North Korea. And I think that's why we're seeing this rise in tension now.
Well, let's go to a little bit of William Whedon, a U.S. military commander, where the maneuvers are taking place. And he says North Korea's fears are unjustified.
I can say that I honestly believe that the exercise is not designed to prepare for an attack on North Korea, but to defend the Republic of Korea from North Korean aggression.
John, do we know what, you know, when you say military exercises, what literally are we talking about?
Well, they are large in scale. They involve the air forces, the navies, as well as a large number of ground troops from both of the allies. They involve, essentially, according to the allies, a wargaming scenario for the defense of South Korea, if that was ever necessary. I've covered these exercises before. Occasionally, the United States will bring in a large aircraft carrier, for example, and they invite the press, local journalists, as well as international journalists, to see a lot of what they're doing. And they're always very keen to stress that these exercises are defensive in nature. And they also point out, of course, that North Korea will hold its own military exercises. All armies, of course, have to practice what they do. So I think the view here in the South is that North Korea, if you like, is using this exercise as a pretext to raise tension, and partly, as I said earlier, because of its sensitivity over this planned rocket launch that it says will be a satellite, others fear otherwise.
So, John, I guess the question really is, will these exercises end with some fundamental change in the North Korean story, or is it just an escalation of tensions and we'll see where it goes?
It seems at the moment it's very unlikely that North Korea appears willing to compromise. Of course, the international community will be doing all it can to convince it not to launch that rocket, mm-hmm. and trying as many ways as possible to keep pressure on North Korea to make sure it doesn't happen.
All right, John. Thanks so much. John Sudworth, BBC correspondent in South Korea.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.